Simen Shinches Seif Memalef. Bezus Hashem, we'll be learning today inside of the halachas, also the halachas of carrying a kid with a carriage, without a carriage, and Rosh Sarabim and the Carmelis, when he's sick, when he's not sick, with a guy, without a guy. These halachas are very practical lemaise. So I want to learn good the halachas, Seif Memalef, inside. Now we could get to the roots of the halacha, and to have the halacha lemaise, what is negiah to everyone. The Shulchan Aruch starts in Seif Memalef, for Isha medado es bno. For Isha is allowed to medado her son. The Shulchan Aruch will explain in the next couple of lines what it means medado. You're allowed to medado your son b'shus harabim. Afilu b'shus harabim. U'bilvad sheloi tigoreyu. But you're not allowed to begoyer him, to pull him, strap him, drag him. You're not allowed to drag him in the shusarabim, the hainu, his 2 feet are on the street and the floor and you're pulling it. This is also. We'll see later if it's also medaraisa, medarabonon. Elo, yemagbia raglo, so you're only allowed to do medade, but not to drag. What is medade? Magbia raglo yachas, the kid, v'yaniach ha'shni alo oretz. Could be even the mother is allowed to pick up one foot, put it down, pick up the other one and put it down, and chayzer chalila. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkot Kufnun Gimel, you're allowed to medada your son afilu b'shus harabim. Why? The afilu tagbiyei uptura, even if she will carry him, she's potur. The achai noises atzmo, v'les be'elo yisura de rabbanon. To carry a person b'shus harabim is only a yisur de rabbanon. Achai noises atzmo. It's not like carrying a stone. V'avik zeir le gzeire. Don't be medade gzeire that you will pick him up. If I pick him up, it's only yisur de rabbanon. But if noises kofos achoy lechayim, the mezel ushar shachai noises atzmo. I want to explain, and Shabu is coming to explain the Seder Advorim. And so if Mem we learned that, and so if Mem we learned, you're not allowed to be medadeh behemah b'rshus harabim, a small one, a big one, gzeire, and you will come to carry it, you know, it'll be hard to medadeh, you just pick it up. Here it says, you're allowed to medadeh a cup b'rshus harabim. This is what Shabu came to explain. That in the Odom we have a chai noiseh esatzboi. The male is only also the rabbanon. It's a gzeira, but you're not allowed to be goyer him. Mishnah Berurah explains why. So I want to be magnum to this Mishnah Berurah. The Buraloche brings down 2 reasons why you're not allowed to be goyer him, to drag him in the street. One reason is you're not allowed to be goyer him, to drag him, is this is called carry. So you're right, to be only the rabbanon, achai noisa esatzmoim, but it's the isu. So to be goyer is like carry. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Aran, it's a gzeira de Rabbonon that you will come to carry. Then, greira is not called carry. If you Rashi, greira is carrying. Like pushing a closet, pushing a kit. If you Aran, it's not called carrying, he's walking. But the gzeira, you will pick him up. Why is the gzeira? He's not walking easily. Mistama, you will pick him up. Why in the dad there's no gzeira? So you could say, here it's more likely that he will pick him up. But the Mishnah Berurah explains it's more from that. The Ran is maimi the Yisur greira in a kid that you cannot be medada him. You only could be dragging him. Such a kid, we don't say achai no yisur esatzmoi. So maybe the gzeira you will pick him up. But maybe you will be over and Yisur deiraisi. Because no, achai no yisur esatzmoi. Al pi dem, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Buralocha explains, this is the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Kotten, Kuf Nun Dalet. Ubilvad shelo yitigreyu, מפני שנושא עושה, this is Rashi, כן כוסף Rashi, משמע זה סביר לדעבי כמו שנושא. Dragging is like carrying, ואם כן אפילו בקרמליס עושה. So איסור דרבונן, as if you're not allowed to pick up the kid in קרמליס, even the חיינו יש את עצמו, but the איסור דרבונן to carry someone in קרמליס, and the איסור to drag it. ויש מקילים, it's דרן. דרן all it's not called carrying בכלל, so כזה ירדה הוא pick him up. And in קרמליס, even if you pick him up, it's no איסור. Deirai says, only Yisro de Rabbanon says, Gzeira le Gzeira. So you're allowed to be Megarer every kid in the Carmelis. Biralocha explains in the brackets, in Mirshu Sorabim, you're allowed to be Megarer a kid that could walk on his own. Because it's again Gzeira le Gzeira. Even if you'll carry him, Achai no Yisro esatzmoi. Aval Yisro oisro al Kseifoi, but to carry him on the shoulders, Gam be Carmelis osro le Kule Alme. Mi Yisro de Rabbanon, even that it's Achai no Yisro esatzmoi. Aval Yisro de Rabbanon is, ויש מהמון שנכשולים בזה, a lot of people have this mistake, שנויסים קטנים על כספיהם, ותאוסו, ובני שעקוב נהיה לכם בעצמו. ותאוסו, I'm sorry, why do they think that you're allowed to? They think that they חי נויסה את עצמו. שגודו היא, the איסוד הרבון יש בכל איפן, אפילו בקרמליס. את בירה לא אחרי explains. מכל מקום, טוב למנוי המילים עליהם, don't say nothing to them. שבוודאי לא ישמו לנו, ומוטוב שיושגים על יום הזידים. תשאל if it's only בשוס בקרמליס that they told them, or even בשוס הרבית that they told them. וקודם שאיני יוכל ללך בעצמו, חייב לרבע פריסקים, כשנסוע בשוס הרבית. This also they know, they don't carry such kids in בשוס הרבית. ועל ידינו יהודי שורי לדידן, דן מוסו יצנינו בשוס הרבית. שם דפרים הגולים מבין גזן החידוש, that you allowed to tell a goy to carry a cotton, and it's mashma even a cotton that cannot walk. Why are you allowed to tell them? Because בזמן הזה, it's the Carmelis. You see here, the Mishabura was naked, even as the Shilef, we go to Zayin Amar, we go to see Shishimri, Sheshmois Elef. Here he was makel that we don't have Ushus Arabim בזמן הזה, because we don't have Sheshmois Shishim Riboy. We don't have Sheshmois Elef Ish. Boikim Ebi Chol Yoy. But what is the answer? To carry such a kid, we said, it's a day rice. So Amir Lenochri is a Shvus. So בזמן הזה you have Carmelis, Shvus is Shvus. But Shvus is Shvus is only Mutar B'Mokim Mitzvah. The truth is, the Mokar from this Mishnebur is Prima Godim, if you see inside, he was only Matir L'Tzarech Mitzvah. And a lot of people can say because of that, that his Heter is only B'Mokim Mitzvah. Complete as Kulmus, that it's not written down here. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, and Chalek Zayin, Simel Lamed Zayin wants to say, at least, the Melamed Zchus on the people that are saying from this Mishnebur, that Be'etzem Mishnebur was Mitzar of a third Zachir. The Shidah Sateisves, that even B'Ktanim, and even B'Yoshnim, this is his Cheshbon, is not the Isur, the Reiser, we say Achai Noise Es Atzmoy, but maybe have Achai Noise Es Atzmoy, and Carmelis, and there's a Shailef in Carmelis, the Ogoizran, Achai Noise Es Atzmoy, and even if Yes is a Shvus, and Amir Lenochi, צריך קוטן דמומטי. The same Shaila will have, what if be ברשוס הרבים, when the kid could go? You tell that to tell a guy to carry him or not? לפי, we're saying that only במוקוים דבר מצווה, so only בדבר מצווה you're allowed to tell a guy to carry the kid ברשוס הרבים when he could go. If we say לפי רב עוזנה, so some will matter alamo to tell a kid to tell the guy to carry the kid with the Sarabi. But if you the way Rav Ozner explained it, you're not allowed to. The Heter was not Shvus the Shvus. The Heter was Shol Shvusim. Chayno is Es Atzmi, Karmelis and Amir Le'akum. Mele B'Shu Sarabi, you only have two. Chayno is Es Atzmi and Amir Le'noch. Shnebura finishes. Hamoisi Tinek. Someone carries a kid. The kid Soli B'Tzavor, he has something hanging on his shoulder, on his neck. Chayef. Avshat Tinek Yochel Eilech Be'atzmoi. ואין באיסור די רייסה, די אחי נויס אס עצמן, איס אוני איסור די רבונון, מכל מוקים, די רייסה, איס חייב משום הכיס, די הכיס אין הבוטה לגבו, שהוא אין הצורך לו, זה לא מלבוש, even a pacifier, a dummy, מסתום איס נעד בוטה אותו הם, אוני הלבוש, אבל המויצי גודל, המלובש בקלוב, פוטו, זה בגודל צפיילים לו, ועל אופן חייב, דו נויס אס עצמן, ולסמו אלו איסור די רבון. Before we come to מסקים די הלוכס למייסה, I want to say the follows. We have to know that when you're allowed to carry a person, you're allowed to carry the bed with him, you're allowed to carry the carriage with him. The Gemara says that Anoise Sachai B'Shabbos, Chai Noise Zatzmai, Potu Rabalosu. So the same thing the Gemara says, Anoise Sachai B'Mito, Potu Rabalosu. Why? Hamito Tfeil Aloi. So when we'll say you're allowed to carry a person, you're allowed to carry him with his bed, with his carriage, with his wheel carriage, wheelchair. When you potur avalosu, same thing potur avalosu on the carriage, on the wheelchair, on the bed. And see that we'll see the following aloha. You're not allowed to carry a person or a kid b'shus harabim, even if they could carry themselves, that the chayno is asma is also mid the rabbono. If they cannot carry themselves, so isu day raise. Bikarmelis, you're also not allowed to carry a person or a kid, even if he could carry himself, chazal asid. If he cannot carry himself, also it's also, and then it's for sure also. You're not allowed to push a kid in a carriage, b'shus harabim, even if he could go, even with Carmelis, even if he could walk on his own. If he cannot go, you chayev sign the carriage and sign the kid. If he could go, spotu rabalos. To tell the guy to push, so we'll say like this. If you have to tell a goy l'mashal to push a wheelchair of a person that is sick, if the person could go, just it's harder for him. So b'meile, achayno yisayis atma, he's only yisod rabbanon. The wheelchair is tough for him. So amir elenochi l'tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to push it with a wheelchair to shul. L'tzarech sula shabbos somewhere, you're allowed to push it. L'tzarech godl, you're allowed shvuz de shvuz b'mokim mitzvah. If the person cannot go, so there's no etel. Only one shvuz l'tzarech mitzvah. If he's sick and you need to take him to the doctor, amir elenochi is mutar, afilu b'shvuz echad. So even if he cannot go, you're allowed to tell him to do it b'shvuz harabim. If he cannot go, and it's our shvuz harabim, that it's called the kamelis, you're allowed to tell the goy l'tzarech mitzvah, even not l'tzarech oyli. A little kid that could go, and you need to take him l'tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to tell the goy. He cannot go, you're allowed to tell the goy, in our shvuz harabim. L'tzarech oyli, l'zal v'zach. If he could go, you mutar b'shus harabim. If he cannot go, only b'shus hayochid, only b'karmelis. I want to read from the Shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa here. Shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa, and Perek Yud Ches, Alochen and Zayin, he brings down. Another way. Yelet choyle shesorich le'aviyo le'roife. A sick kid that you need to take him to the doctor. Im yoidea lehalech. He knows how to walk. Elo she'alich ekosho le'aviyo. Mutar lo tesosa, you're allowed to carry the kid b'afilu b'shus harabim, and even with a carriage. Reish Yutes. Da'achay lo yisus asim v'day reise. Ve'en kan elo yisru d'rabonon and the carriage is bottle. U'bemokam choyru sh'ayim b'sakon, esharin in shvuz d'rabonon. Simen shin chof chesif yuzay. Ve'ayin shom da'alochi k'der shlish yisdo yisim b'shinui. Elo da'ayin shom mishlevu esikot n'kub beiz v'shem achay odom. Di'im efsho b'shinui, mutar av v'lo yishinui. Ubekarmelis, you're allowed to do it, even to carry the kid, even if he cannot go. So lemaisa today, everything by us is a karmelis, b'derech klal. You have to know, maybe the mishnebura was samech to be makel in gans and only by goy. But maybe you're allowed to take him to the doctor, even if he cannot go. And again, you're allowed to push him with a carriage. For sure to be makel that you're not carrying nothing is in his hands. If he carries things in his hands, then it's a baya. Because on that Yichayim, from Zalman clears, if it's Lemala Me'asoro, maybe it's Muta. For sure, in Mokim Pikuach Nefesh, everything is Muta. Seif Membeit. Dobo Shu Mukze Mutar Ligaboy, Ubilvad Shelo Yemena'anea, Afilu Mikzose, before it's Bayer Besif Gimel. You're allowed to touch a Mukze, but you're not allowed to move it. Mishnebu Asif Kodm Kuf Nunei Mutar Ligaboy, Ayin Lehem, Mishnebu Asif Kodm Yuzayin, that Letzoyech HaMukze is a Machleikes. If you want to cover a piano, a kadoime that will not get scratched, if you're allowed to touch mukta, if you're allowed to touch mukta, let's tzarech ha-mukta. Seif mem gimel. Mutar letaltel mukta l'idei neficho. V'kvar nizbay reisim and zeh, to blow on something, is not mukta. And here's the interesting. In Seif gimel, Shechon Aruch brings down that blowing is not called mukta. Rab Kivei Eger there brings down that from the fact that the Ma'aril is medame tekash al gabe amito, you're allowed to blow on the mukze, even the tzarech hamukze. You have money, and you want to put it away, you're allowed to blow on it, even the tzarech hamukze. Now, the person declared to spritz water with a hose, if it's like nefiche, or it's only tiltum in a tzad. If it's like nefiche, to be mutar, even the tzarech hamukze. If it's tiltum in a tzad, it will not be mutar, the tzarech hamukze. Seif mem dalet. A kli that became a little bit broken, and you want to break off a piece of the kli to use it for something else, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. The Mishabu explains the Sifkot Mekuv Nunvov. Lo yitlu menu rosaloymar, shelo yitlesh mimenu. Maisa atlishu bichlal tikun kli, that is that little piece is metaken. Which is by the simen shin mem shkol dobo, she metakme b'shabbos tashmiz, yesh b'mishum tikun kli. Vod in him nofal kvar acheres, but he broke before Shabbos. He's fixing it from all of the little corners, sharpie corners, that you could use it. But, to take the cheres shenishma me'akli v'lechasis b'imonek k'moi b'lishum tikun, v'aday shori. But to fix it, you're not allowed to take off the edges. And here you have to know, some people open plastic caps, bottles, and Shabbos. I'm not going into that child, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get it. Someone opened the cap, and now it has like the ring connected, and it disturbs him. And he wants to make it that he could use it good. Could be it's also to fix it. Could be it's worse from opening the battle. Yes, li yistapek. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that without the problem with tikkun mona, you would be allowed to break off the piece. I, why it's not called soiso bekelim that is also in the Rabbanon? Maybe if the kli is already shavur, it doesn't have a shem soiso. Mishnah Berurah siv kotn memhei. Also, leschok b'shabbes v'yontev b'kadur. You're not allowed to play with a ball and Shabbos. Hagoy v'yesh matirin v'no agulahok. Why is a machlekes mechaber shulchan aruch v'ramo if you're allowed to play ball and Shabbos or not? Here we're learning hilchos mukze, and it's a mukze dike machlekes. Shin ches is hilchos mukze. It's a mukze dike machlekes. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. B'kadur bein imu shel niyar if it's made from paper or shel etz made from wood. She'ein shem kli olo v'machma sheroi l'sachik poi. What it's roi to play with doesn't give it a shem keili. V'havi ke'even shu mukta migufoi. V'afilu b'tiltul ba'al me'osu l'dezu. V'yesh matirim, em shosh dikeven sh'osu l'kach, u'miyuch l'kar b'tmidus, v'sha'a b'shem mukta, k'd l'ayet b'sif chav beis. Very interesting. Yichud and a stone helps. And here it's worse. The answer is the mechaber learns a yichud for playing of kids. It's not called a yichud. And the Ramos says that it's mutar. The poets can say that today that they make the balls in factories, special profession, has a shem keli, and it's not mukta, even if in the mechaber, most poskim, all it's Zion, mepakpek bezeh. It's in Rab Tzion Abba Shaul. I saw in the Ochre Shabbos wants to say, people play, little kids play with a toy that is called Adrim, in Hebrew it's called, you take the Apricot, and you have these pits, and you play with it, like marbles. These pits, lefid ha-mechaber ha-mukta, the yichud doesn't help, it's not made in a factory. Lefid ha-ramod, the yichud will help. This is the first part of this halacha. Now the Mishnah Berurah is mamshich. U'mikol mokoyim, even if it's not mukta, l'gulal me'osu l'asachak b'shusor rabim, v'afilu b'kamulis b'shabes. The b'kalu sh'yibu l'chut ma'arba'amis, v'osu l'asuy. Aval b'yontef mutar, afilu b'shusor rabim, l'ischak l'dei azu. נוח שש. כל זה מה, צריך לשלה על גבי קרקע, אבל על גבי קרקע לכולה על מרסו. תחשש ששמו יגומס לכמה מסים אנשים למתחסים, אנשריק עשה גויזי. ומכל מוקרים אין לימחויס בנושים וקטנים, דמותם שישוי גם על יום הזידים. נעת במויך. So I want to bring down how the Shmir Shabbos brings it down, and פרק תזיין על לא חבוב. משחקי כדור, על גבי שולחן או באוויר, כגוין טניס, אין לעשר. בין בתוך הבית, בין מחוץ לבית. משחקי כדור על האדומו, כגון על דשא או על גראס, כגון כדורגל, פוטבול, אסורים. And even if it's מרוצף, there's no חשש יש בגומס. כגון קורד, as made from cement, אבל אין לעשור לסך גם משטח מרוצף שבתוך הבית. But inside the house, if you have tiles or different kind of straight pieces, you're allowed to play inside the house. So he says, playing in ball, what Mishnah Berurah is matir is ping pong, but not football. Healing in football is also shayach shema yash v'gumos. Could be. I don't know the mitzvah of the football. Now, we have to know. He says the lashon, ein leser, you can't ask her to play ping pong, tennis, golf for sure is also, it's in the karka. But you're not allowed to, you don't have to, ein leser. He explains why he said ein leser, why he doesn't say mutar. Because the Ruch HaShulchan already brings down here. And see if ayin. Kadurim shemesachki mehem mukta, this is the first shita. Ve'amina yishayim shiroi lesachek ein leser, it's not mukta. Ve'chein amina gleokel, omnam b'Yerushalmi peregdala detayni saloche hei, iracha aschor vo b'shem shemesachkim bekadur b'shabes, they played bull in Shabbos. Ve'chein amadashaycho al aposuk bila Hashem v'lechomar, that is the Easter, the Melele, it's a big Indian, he says, ein leso, but it's not the right thing so much to do. I thought the Pitzke Tshuvas he brings down, from Shudchem Dashloima, that a lot of reasons today to ask her to play ball. Because today it's totally to Ritzah, it's Amlus, also it's made from things that have ear inside, that could become a hole, or the Gzeir Hashem or Yataken. So even both. Also, Lose Estachas Atzilov Zerat Elohim Shoisim Meshi, to take the seeds that from the worms that make the silk, also the tiltu. It's muktzah. He's creating it to become butterflies that could make silk. Considers that psikreisha is called mizmachshavas and it has a shem of noilat. We'll have to see about the shem and the sugis of noilat, what is also and what is mutar bilchis noilat. We'll see there's a very big shaila, what is noilat? What is considered noilat? If noilat is considered only bechavona, shalei bechavona, to wear clothes and have sparks, it's also mitzvah noilat, and not also, b'ez Hashem, we'll get to it later in the sugis of noilat.